we talked about this on the last episode, right?
If only I had a dick to suck. I'm so horny. Oh my god. What have you done?
Ladies and gentlemen, the green M&M trick does work.
I'm coming.
Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the dark and dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
Look at that.
All right. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to Laura's house.
Hey, and these are the little ferret girls. We got Strombolini and
Boothang.
Boothang! And they wanted to say hello to all you at home.
Wait, you can listen. That's Boothang saying hello. Snooting on the mic.
So I did wake them up from their nap. They do sleep about 20 hours a day on average.
Don't you wish? What a life.
I mean,
what a life.
It is. And she gives the best kisses. I'm just telling you. Strombolini, thank you. And you can go back to bed. I'm so sorry I woke you up for this. But you look beautiful. And everybody, say hi. Hi. And we got this little chunk.
Boothang is just like, what is this? I have things to say. She was thinking about her topics earlier when she was sleeping.
She was like, I want to run this episode, please. Thank you.
All right. Look how I can just hold them like this.
Look how they are just like slinkies.
Just a little noodle.
A little slinky.
You're just a little.
This is how Julia lays when I pick her up. Like when she goes like a noodle. You know what I mean?
And like Strombolini's right now really feisty because she just got up. But she could just chill. She's like a little lap ferret.
You seem pretty chill.
She doesn't really care.
Do you want to like sit on my shoulder?
She's like, not that chill, but I'm almost
not that chill.
No, but they're really sweet and we love them. And the thing is about them is like, we do work. We both do work a lot. So it's such a great pet for somebody who like, you know, isn't home all the time, but
she's like, I don't like her.
No, she loves you. But like, you know, most of the time if I'm working like, you know, a 6 to 8 hour day, I have a ferret cam here at home where I spy on them. And
you check in on them all the time. You're like, I shall see what Boothang's up to.
I'm like, I bet you they're throwing a party right now. Mm-hmm. But it's really just so that I can make sure, you know, they're okay. And like, as long as they have fresh food, water, a clean litter box every single day and plenty of space, not just like a little tiny cage. I mean,
she got a 3-footer in there now. She got like a 3-story
a
house.
3-footer. But I got to put these girls back. But yeah, it's giant. It's giant. And I'll be back. Come on, Slinky.
And I'll be Beethoven.
Say bye.
Bye.
For those who are unfortunate enough to be watching on YouTube or Patreon right now and have to see the video of what I looked like today, I apologize in advance, but I also don't give a because I tried my best. I did makeup. There's a whole thing with my hair going on right now. That's why I'm wearing a bandana. I don't wear bandanas. I don't wear headbands unless I'm washing my face.
You look amazing.
I couldn't get my bangs to do shit today. They were doing this.
Straight out the front. Wow, this is a vibe. I love it.
So here's the thing, too. I did pink eye makeup for some reason because I thought I was going to wear something different. And then I realized this is coming out in December. It's December when you're listening to this now. Woo! So I have to be festive.
Yes.
Do you like Christmas?
I love Christmas. Okay. I think I like most holidays. I mean, I'm kind of just like here for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Most.
Most. What's a holiday that you're just like, do you have like a holiday that you
like
hate?
Not again?
Yeah.
This one? I don't know. I just like.
She's like Labor Day. Can we just not? I want to wear white all year round.
No, I think they're all pretty cool. Equally, I guess.
I feel like
I'm lying about this, but yeah, Christmas.
You're lying about this?
Yeah, I don't think they're all equally as cool.
Well, what's the coolest holiday then?
I mean, Halloween.
Okay, second coolest is Christmas for you?
Christmas is up there, yeah. I don't know.
What's another good holiday?
Easter's dope because there's so many sweet treats.
But oh, it's like, that's true.
It's just like such a like, you know, reason to just like pig out and get all the treats.
Dude, have I ever told you about Easter?
No. What, the bunny? Did he come to you?
No. Listen. Phrasing.
You like it? I see what I did there.
Oh my God.
Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast.
No, okay.
You subscribed. The Easter Bunny subscribed.
Please, the next person to become a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast, make your name the Easter Bunny.
Just do it.
Please.
Do it for us.
Okay, so here's the thing. I grew up very church. Very church. So much church. Always
so much church.
Activities at church. Youth groups for church. Sunday church. 2 times a day church. Random Bible study. So much church. Like, I feel like I spent an equal amount of time in the church and my house. Like
50-50?
That's probably not accurate, but I remember like actively like running and skipping down the long hallways of the church while my mom would play volleyball and
oh, hell no.
I used to sing.
Your mom would play volleyball at church?
Yeah, there's a church league. There's just like, everything was church. Church. And they're like, why did you leave the church? I'm like, because I've only had church. But anyway, so if you're in church, Easter is about zombie Jesus.
Okay.
It's about God. It's about Jesus coming back to life to save humanity, which didn't do a great job. I don't know if you noticed humanity lately, but good job, Jesus. but he died because the Romans like killed him and put him up on a cross and then they buried him and everyone was like, sad, Jesus is dead. But then they go back to investigate the tomb because I don't know, they're grave robbers or something, and they roll back the stone and guess what? Or maybe the stone was already rolled back. Who gives a fuck? It's all a myth. And Jesus was gone because he had risen from the dead.
There was a stone?
Yeah. Like for the big graves. I don't know. That's how I always drew it.
A tombstone.
Yeah. But like how it would be like a cave thing and then like roll it back. And then
he's in there
and he was. I remember so many things of like a little plateau in the middle of a cave. And it's like, that's where Jesus should have been. But he wasn't because he rose from the dead. I didn't have the Easter bunny. I get Easter baskets like full of treats. I remember even hearing like some of the other kids like in the church and stuff. And like they had Easter baskets. And I think that dad... I know you sometimes listen, correct me if I'm wrong, that it could have been just like, we can't really afford Easter baskets.
So what was it?
So I don't know. Tell me. Why did I get to have Easter baskets?
Wait, did you get all the treats?
No.
Oh, you didn't.
That's what I'm saying. Because it was about
Jesus.
Zombie Jesus.
Not the treats.
And maybe that's part of the reason that I left the church. Because I was like,
you're like, come on.
We can't celebrate Jesus coming back to life with sweets. I know the Easter Bunny isn't real, but let me dream. You know what I mean? So let your kids have Easter baskets, please.
Let them have And if you're going to teach them the real story, yes, let them have the treats.
the real story.
Let them be treats. Hey, I didn't know this. That's how much
Laura's I believe this now. I'm going to church.
I'm going to church and I'm ditching the treats. That would be crazy.
Bitch. Not you. Giving up everything
for Jesus. Going to church.
Heard the story of Easter.
Yes. I love this. Also, can I tell you, I actually have a friend that became a nun.
What the f***?
Literally. And it was like very like shocking to us all because at the time, and this was over 10 years ago for me, I thought it was a joke. And she was like, no, I'm really going to go into like, she moved to like Rome or somewhere,
what?
Like another country and like became like a nun, which means she can never have social media again.
Or sex.
She never had sex. I think she was a virgin. I'm not sure. Maybe she just changed her life.
That's Do you think she's out there just priests, though?
I don't know.
Because you always see stuff like that in movies and shows, and you're like, y'all ain't so pious.
I don't know. But it's just like, I always think of her because it's like a friend that I probably will never talk to again.
Yeah, because she's like in the church.
She's just gone. And what would she do with me now? I know. Like, we were so tight.
Trying to save you, probably.
We were so tight, too. So it's like, you think about...
Well, so
like,
was she. Apparently, she was...
Yes. But, like, not, like, tight like that, but, like, we would joke.
No, yeah.
Meaning, like, she wasn't, like, a prude. She wasn't uptight. And, like, she was has a great family. They're all super awesome. Like, I was just like, really? Like, why? I can understand, like, your life was maybe shit, or, like, you've gone through shit. You just feel like you need to be purified or something. I believe in that. But like, she just had a beautiful life and just said, I'm about to go be a nun and live for the Lord.
That's wild.
And I haven't talked to her in maybe 15 years. She doesn't have social media.
Yeah.
I know her sister, but like, it's not like I'm like checking to see if she's still around. But like, I don't even think they see her much.
Yeah.
Who knows?
That's wild. Do you know what's funny?
It's about crazy. That?
Is that's wild. But I was just thinking as you were saying, like, she just gave up everything and like
her family, everything.
Nobody hears from her anymore and blah blah. And I was like, that's so silly. Who would do that? And then I think about how I just like did the same thing
moving
with
here?
My last partner.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was just like, I'm gone and no one will hear from me again.
I've done that. Yeah. And it's different
like,
though.
But it's like, it's different, but it's also then like,
it wasn't
like,
for the Lord.
It wasn't for the Lord, but that's why it's kind of like that her, right, would look at me or like maybe like what you went through or anything like that and be like, well, I'm doing good. And you're like, what do you mean? Like, what were you doing? But meanwhile, we've been through this stuff and we went down our own weird paths and we're like, why would you do that? Like, give your life to the Lord. And she's like, well, I didn't get abused, maybe. Like, maybe I didn't get, like, sexually assaulted. And maybe I was just, like, praying every day.
And I felt happy every day. Shame on you.
Maybe I was so happy every day because I found the Lord. What have you done with your life?
I found Satan.
Hail Satan.
No, it's just like, you know, it's... Literally not that at all. It's just like it made me. I haven't thought about it in so long until you told me the story, Jesus.
I'm glad that we could have this moment today. Because sometimes
the story of Jesus.
It's the story of Easter Jesus, zombie Jesus.
I love it.
Do you think that's where the idea of zombies originated from was Jesus?
Yes.
Like the story of Jesus?
Yes. And do you think this is like the wholesome as part of Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty Podcast?
I don't think we've gotten that far into religion before. That was quite a religion rabbit hole and I'm kind of here for it.
Yeah. And if you guys are here for it, call in. Let us know. We want to hear your stories about Easter, all the holidays.
Tell us about your weird religious experiences.
Upbringing.
Please.
How was it?
Your upgrowing as well. And if you feel like a dum-dum, don't.
Oh, my gosh.
Dum-dums are delicious. I have one for you.
I almost got one of these from my nail person today.
Do you want to know what I did?
What? Did you go to the nail place?
I went into the bank. Do you know why I love the bank? They always have candy. And it's for everyone. You don't have to be a child to take a dum-dum. You can't. If you were a child, you couldn't even reach up to where they keep the dum-dums.
You couldn't because they'd be this high.
And if you're not me,
I can't reach either.
Take them. And I thought that you might not be able to reach. That's why I grabbed two.
Thank you so much.
So,
I feel bad now because I didn't grab any from the nail place and I saw them.
That's clearly. Okay. You bought me chocolate that I promptly ate half the box of and then hated myself.
Right.
But didn't hate the chocolate.
Cheers. And they're podcast colors.
Wait, okay. So here. I know. That's why I picked them out. But I also picked them out because these are arguably, if you have never had a dum-dum, what the fuck is wrong with you? Go out, get a dum-dum. Go to your local bank. You don't even need to.
I'm going back to the nail salon and getting more.
Please.
Or getting some.
Because where else do you buy these? You can't just buy them in the store. You have to go to places like banks and like.
Where do they get
I almost
them?
Said the DMV. I'm like, the DMV would never give you anything for free.
Imagine. They're like, you passed the test.
You did it.
Yeah.
Oh, you
for
booked,
all of you tum-tums.
You booked an appointment online and you thought that we were going to be on time for your appointment and not yell at you. You thought that. You're a dum-dum. Here you go. Do you want mystery flavor or blue raspberry?
Blue raspberry.
The question for me is, have you ever had the mystery flavor? Because I would always seek them out.
No. But I bet you if we go to my nail salon, they'll have them.
I don't know what the fuck flavor it is. I never know.
Mm. Man, I regret.
Does anyone know what the mystery flavor is? And if you know, please let me know, because I need to know.
It's orange in color, yet does it taste citrusy?
Not really.
Does it taste...
It kind of tastes like if I were to lick this couch right now, mm-hmm. That's what I think this couch might taste like.
It won't.
But what I like if it that. Did? I don't know. But can we talk about this? Mm. Actually, behind me. So
I painted this one with my butthole. I'm just kidding.
And I used my pinky toe. But yeah, I just the pinky toe, though. That one was took me a little longer. But this is our smoking room. Welcome to the Casa de la Laura and Carlo. And this room is new to the house, actually. It was kind of just like a whatever room. It had no purpose. And then we slowly started building a vibe, mm-hmm. such as you can't see them, everybody at home.
If you're
I'm sure
Patreon.
You've seen them on Patreon or just, I don't know, I've posted them before. Chinese lanterns hanging with little string lights that are noodles. There's the new orange couch that's not new. It was just in another room, and now it's here. So it gives us a little bit of a space to do
activities. And you had so much
activities.
Clutter over here before, and now it's like...
Minimal clutter.
Minimal. Like, yeah. You've been finding places where everything looks really good in
and
here.
And that's the goal. Everything should have a home, as you already know what that's like. I mean, that's your life. But me, not so much, especially since we moved here 2 years ago. It just has kind of been a project I haven't tried to conquer until this year.
I was looking around your house, actually, because I was like, it looks so nice and so tasteful. I am very, like, organized with the decoration, right? But there's, like, a lot of, like, just knickknacks and trinkets and, like, weird shit all over the place.
Cool shit,
Since the house flooded, I hate it because I feel like everything is closing in around me because now, even though they took some of the stuff out, there's things just everywhere. And there's no cohesive place for it. And I feel like all of my stuff is just like crushing in on me. And I'm like, I can't be here.
And that's how my house was like, and still is in some areas, but like, not like it, not, to, it was not at this level of like, it had a vibe, you know?
No, this is very cute. Like when I walked in, I was like, God damn. Cause I haven't been here since
it's changed a bit.
The music video.
Yes.
And the music video, we barely had room cause there was all this stuff
so
over here. Boxes.
It was a mountain of shit.
So.
But it's because, like, you know, you don't, you're like, I'm going to get to it one day, and then one day doesn't come, mm-hmm. and then you're like, I got to do something.
And then it's become the spot that's just accumulated everything that you have.
It's bad. And then it's just, it's been a challenge. But then now I see it, I feel like I could breathe. I feel like I could definitely, like, start getting more creative, which is cool because, like, you have the ability and you have the room. Although I'm not trying to just, like, fill it up. I'm just trying to give it more vibe. Mm-hmm. That's really what I want. And, like, we went to Home Goods the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And we... wrecked it up like we usually
Hell
do.
Yeah, we did.
I was like, at this point,
we're going down every aisle.
Why am I doing this?
You're driving your cart.
I was pushing the cart, and I'm like looking at you, and I'm like, at this point, I think we'll be done with this shopping experience by 5 p.m.
Yeah,
it was noon because we were just like having a blast.
It's just fun, and I feel like stores like that have so much. It's almost like an antique store, but a department store because it's just random shit. They're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's fun to just. Browse.
And dig.
It's so, it makes me feel like a woman. You know what I mean?
You make me feel natural.
You just get in there and you start like the nesting process. You're like, ooh, this would look good in this little corner that I have. And I always need a fluffier blanket.
Yes.
Don't have 20 of these at home.
And
but...
I love shopping with Molly because she is...
Enabler.
No, she's... If she... I don't know. I said... You'd be an epic salesperson because she'd be like, do you want this? It's only $5. And it would be the most random thing, right? And I'm like, yeah, I love it. And it's only
and
$5.
But I don't know if I need it. I'm like, do you understand? It's only $5. And I made like a face at you. I was like, it's $5.
It was that. It was that thing. And I was like, shit, she's right. Like, it made me double think about my like initial response, which they always say, go with your first gut instinct.
And unless I'm giving you advice and then go with
go with plan B. It always works. So yeah, I was just like, yeah. Literally $300 later, it's like All right. But you know what? Coming home with all those bags,
yeah,
you don't come home feeling like, where did my money go? Yeah. It goes so far there. And this is not a paid ad. And no, you know
we
what?
Just love Home Goods.
You're welcome, Home Goods. It's just like Trader Joe's. I don't know how you both end up in our conversations so much, but we love you.
And I love it, though.
That's like our annual trip. So yeah, I don't feel guilty.
We don't go do that. Do you know what I mean? Like, no. When was... I think I've been with you to a Home Goods in like over a year.
It's been a year, yeah. Yes, because I had to build my savings back up.
Yeah, and
I'm just kidding.
We don't do shit like that. But it's nice every once in a while to go through. But that's why I don't go to Home Goods very often, because I'm like, this could be a problem real quick. You know what I mean?
So speaking of Home Goods, these are for you. So one of the gifts, Molly got me, and then I had gotten her something, but this was one of the ones she got me for the house. And I thought these were very... There's a ferret in there. She's in there like, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Oh, it's the tiny hamster.
Yeah, hungry.
I would call her hungry.
Yeah, that's what I thought in my head. Or like Nugget.
Can we go get her?
She's so... Oh, all right. Talking about this like y'all have any idea what I'm talking about. But I went into PetSmart. I made a mistake. I like to look at the little creatures, and normally there's like, oh, like a guinea pig or whatever. There was the most cute, like, it looked like AI made a tiny little, like, white mini dwarf hamster. It had the little ears that you could, like, see light through, like, they're just pink, but, like, translucent ears. Her nose just like, she's like this fucking big, like, a fit, whoop. Just like a little golf ball.
A puff ball.
And I was like, Julia would eat her. For sure, but God, she's so cute.
So when you got me these coasters, because everybody on Patreon already saw these, she saw this one up front, and mushrooms. Obviously the mushrooms, it's like totally like my vibe. I love it. It's whimsical. Then I went to go open them and take them all out, and I was like, oh shit, they're all different. And so these were the two that I thought were more Molly, so I saved them aside for her because she's got this type of vibe in her house, like artsy-wise, and I was like, dude, this is so you.
It's giving Poe.
Yes. It's so that one I just switched out.
Yeah, I know. I just noticed that.
But you loved it like, so much, so I was like, aw.
I do have like an abnormal amount of skulls in my house all year round, do I not?
You do. And so that's, and I thought this one was.
You are made of magic.
Because you're all the potions of Harry Potter. See?
That's perfect. And that is actually a great segue into something that we found at Home Goods that we bought to share with you all. Because it's not magic, but it's palm reading.
Oh, yes. Oh my gosh. So I have never done this.
Me neither. And I know that it's stupid and wonky. I don't give a fuck. Because you want to know how much this was? $2.
$2.
$2.
Dude. It makes me feel so good.
Those are so cute. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll have to get you two more replacement coasters.
Nope. Because look, I have two from Big Bear that I bought.
Oh, perfect.
So now I have a set of four.
This is so cute.
It's so
cute. I could
you.
Not have thought that when I just saw mushrooms that it was going to be like skulls and, ooh, that one's cool too.
I know. So this one, I love this one because it's got the skull, it's got the time thing, it's got a little diamond.
That's cool.
Yeah, they're all really unique. And I was like, wow, this is really dope. But I was like, I'm going to share.
Yeah. Was it? Only $5.
Everything was like $5. Look, show them the little frame right there. Oh. Five doll hairs.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm the kind of person.
Look,
Laura.
As we're on.
Laura got this.
Stash box.
Laura was like, I want this little bubble frame. But then I want this bubble box. And then I want these things.
Yeah.
And then I noticed that she put it back as we were walking through an aisle. We had already been through it. I was like, wait, that's the thing she was going to buy herself. And so I, being the clever person that I am, snuck it in between some soft blankets in my own cart. And then Laura sneakily bought me chocolate
and a gnome.
And a little gnome bowl, which has like four pecans in it because I've just been eating all of the nuts.
And it says gnome for the holidays.
It's so cute. There's something else that
I was going to do. I know what I was going to do. Excuse me one moment.
Yes. David, word from sponsor. The Brim Reapers. Do you want a hat to put on your noggin? Are you balding? Even if you're not balding, if you have hair, maybe you're just having a bad hair day and you want to put a hat on your damn head, you can by going to thebrimreapers.com and using code TWND20 to save 20% off your purchase of very cool hats. They have so many cool options. One of my personal favorites is a hat that says, Rhythm with the Tism, and we are going to be partnering with them soon.
on some new designs, potentially some dirtbag hats coming for all of our fellow followers, or maybe something like Dining at the Y. But you have Save a Turtle, Hit It Raw, and you have I'm the Friend in Low Places. So go to thebrainreapers.com and use code TWND20 to save 20% and get free, well, I don't know if it's free shipping. I don't know. Don't quote me on that, but try them out
it
anyway.
It could be. It's maybe really, if you really buy cool. enough.
Yeah, maybe if you buy enough. So go get
and
the cool
don't
hats.
Forget to use the code.
They're friend of the pod. We love them. Thank you so much, the Brim Reapers. Back to the show.
Hey. So I actually wanted to share these because I haven't had any quality time with my boo, Carlo. So I wanted to
did
share.
Did you masturbate? Oh.
Some green M&Ms with you. Not like I'm trying to... make you feel some type of way, but please have one green M&M. She doesn't like these. Just have one. They're peanut butter.
Oh, it's peanut butter?
Mm-hmm.
That's a different story.
Hey, so the reason why I did this, we talked about this on the last episode, right?
If only I had a dick to suck. I'm so horny. Oh my God. What have you done?
Ladies and gentlemen, the green M&M trick does work.
I'm coming.
She's bad. So
I get those views up, baby.
We do. And if you guys don't already, share with your friends, share with your mom, share with your grandma, share with your neighbor.
Share it with a neighbor that you hate. And you can write in about why you hate them. And then we'll call them out on the show. We'll read
we'll
a nice
do,
story
we'll
about
do
them.
The dirty work for you.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to.
We'll do
you
it.
You can just call into 702-900-6446 or email the podcast at twndpodcast@gmail.com. And you can let us know what you want us to say to whatever neighbor that you hate.
Or your boss.
Or your boss.
We'll call in.
Yeah. Can you imagine? We just start calling people's bosses. Hey, Greg, you fucking suck. And you just...
Get to work on time, Greg!
If you're not on time, why do I have to be Greg?
I love this.
So,
how does this poem reading thing work? What do we do? Do we need a surface?
Well, what we have right here is an introduction to palm reading. Since ancient times, there has been a belief that the hand reveals... Should I say this sexier? Since ancient times, there has been a belief that the hand reveals the secrets of a person's character, their emotional tendencies, and even their future. From the shape and size of the fingers to the lines and swirls in the palm, you can tell a lot about someone if you just know where to look. These cards will explain the basics of palmistry. Sorry, it just
palmistry.
So that with a little practice, you'll be able to give your own readings in no time.
That voice, though, huh?
Oh, my God, there's more.
Is it still the... Oh! Every time.
I love it. We still have to get stickers.
What happened to the drawings he did?
He didn't do drawings. I did, like, one, but it was with a highlighter, and it scrubbed off already.
I remember those, and I was like, I thought they made pictures.
I have to do it with the little...
label maker?
Yep. As with other forms of divination, interpretation is key. Palmistry won't give a crystal clear view of the future, but rather indicates where a person's character, combined with their emotional, spiritual, and creative direction, might lead. Palm reading is a skill, and as with any skill, practice makes perfect. Which hand to read? Typically, the left hand represents your private side. Oh my.
Oh.
It can reveal your personal hopes and dreams. If you're left-handed, you are more of a creative thinker and tend to act on intuition. Are you left-handed?
Mm-mm.
All right. Did I tell you that when I was a kid, I wanted to be ambidextrous?
I did too. So.
And I would practice.
Me
and I
too.
I would practice writing with other sides. I got pretty good with my left hand for a while.
I am okay with my left hand. I'm not bad. I can definitely write my name.
You know what we should do? When we take notes on what we learn in our hands, we should write it with our left hand.
Let's do it. Also, I can do makeup with my left hand.
Hell yeah.
I've taught
that.
Myself
I can
that.
Pick my nose with my left hand.
I can pick my butt with my left hand.
I can finger my pussy with my left hand.
We can keep going. Don't tempt us.
The right hand represents how you... this voice. The right hand represents how you present yourself externally. It can reveal your relationships with others and how you view you... and how you...
and how you view your place in the world. If you're right-handed, you are more of a logical thinker and tend to act after carefully analyzing or analyzing the situation.
All right. So for everyone else, go to lookwhatiview.com and use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase. We personally love the sugar-free white grape. Oh,
so good. So good.
What's your favorite?
The peach.
Yeah, the white peach.
Oh, yeah, the white peach. There's
Did I say grape?
Yeah,
oh,
but the grape I do like too. The grape one. That one, like any of the sugar-free ones.
Guava, sea berry. There's so many freaking flavors.
Golden and cherry.
There's ones that are better for immunity support. They have like extra immunity support. Yeah. They have the zero sugar if that is your deal. There's so many different good flavors.
There's a sleepy time one.
There's a sleepy time one.
I love it. It's really good.
It's good for a good time. So go to lookwhatiview.com, use code TWND, save 15%, get free shipping on everything that you purchase. Now back to the show.
Keep it wet.
I can't. Okay. Hand shape. So this
oh gosh, there's different shapes of a hand, huh?
There's all these hands look the same. Wait. Hang on. There's all these different hands. Oh, okay. Wait.
Water hand?
Wait, long palm and short fingers. So it is kind of...
Okay, I see the difference.
I don't.
Long palm, long fingers.
Okay.
Long palm, short fingers.
Okay.
Square palm
and
short fingers.
All right. Square palm and long fingers. Long palm, long fingers.
Okay, so
analyze. All right, let's see your hand. All of them actually look... Okay, long palm.
Not long fingers, short fingers.
Long palm, short fingers. Is that what we're because you kind of have a longer palm, right?
Like,
because if you look like I just have big hands,
but your fingers are very long.
But compared to your fingers, your palm is long.
Yes,
right.
So I'm earth hand.
Your earth hand.
Okay,
that makes so much sense with all of your greenery, like your gardening and your gardening.
Hey.
Okay,
and my gardening.
So you are earth hand. Okay. All right. So we've established
what
that Laura
about you?
Is an earth hand.
Let's see yours. I'd say long palm, long finger. Water hand.
That makes so much sense. I
don't
know why.
You're a water hand.
Maybe it's because I used to think I could breathe underwater.
That's cool.
What does it mean? We'll learn about me in a moment.
Yes.
All right. So we need air hand. We can set these ones aside because these don't apply to either of us.
Why do we need air hand?
Oh, not That's air hand. One. Sorry.
Earth hand.
Earth hand.
Okay, cool.
We don't want to get confused. All right.
Confused.
Finger length, finger shape. Oh, my God. Uranus.
This is a lot.
This is crazy. All right. Finger length. Very short. I wouldn't say very short.
Mine are like normal short.
Like short.
Short.
Like not very short.
Wow, look at this middle finger. Is like black?
They all look like that. Okay, they're all like.
This one's like a chode.
That's the finger.
It is.
All right. I don't think I have.
Hey.
All right. Do you have, thin fingers for sure. Yeah. You have thin,
Thin-ish.
Like pretty fingers. All right. There's your fingers. Well, some, wait, tips. Oh my God.
What?
Tips. Oh, are your tips rounded?
What does that mean?
Okay. Like from the side.
Do
so see if they're squarish.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're a little round.
Round or pointed?
Not pointed. No. My nails are pointy, actually.
Yeah, your nails, but look at your fingers.
Fingers.
Yeah, they're round.
Okay.
Rounded.
So what if we're both rounded? Thin, short. Thin, short, rounded.
Bitch, I got the square fingers. No!
Wait, let me see. Do you really?
I looked. Dude, I pulled this out and I was like, man, who has fucking square fingers?
Ding dong, bitch.
I looked at this and I was repulsed. I was like, why are these fingers
That's why we
square?
Have nails, baby.
Oh my God. Ah!
Put it here. Okay.
They're so square. Okay.
Fingertips. Are they? Oh, that's fingertips. Okay.
Okay. So you have your fingertips and finger
length.
I have.
Okay. You have long.
Long, but not very
thin.
Long.
I'd say they're long thin and long.
Fingers? I don't know.
I
that
think
they
they're
are
very
thin.
Long. Because look at your palm. compared to your fingers.
Yeah.
It's like double. So long palm, long fingers.
Okay, so point long fingers.
And now you need... Well, you're not pointed.
We're not fingertips. We don't need that. Finger length. We already determined we're not very short. Wait, did we do finger shape? No. Finger shape. Oh my God. What's happening?
Wait a
thick
second.
Fingers. Why is there only one finger shape?
No, because there's... Look, I have a shape.
Oh. What's thin. Your shape?
Thin.
Thin.
So yours will be thin also, I think.
You think so?
We'll probably have to share this card.
These look kind of thick.
Medium? Is there a sh-medium?
Sh-medium? We'll just say mine are thick. I feel like they're... Because I... What size ring do you wear?
Like a 6?
Yeah, I wear like an 8. So...
All right, thick I fingers. Guess
she got wears, big meaty palms.
She like wins.
Gaps between the fingers. A large gap between the index and middle finger... Indicates self-confidence and contentment. A large gap between the middle and ring finger indicates someone who lives in the moment. An even space between all fingers indicates someone who is friendly and trusting.
Large gaps? How do you... Wait, if
I think we got normal gaps.
Yeah, these aren't very large.
I think we got normal gaps. We're okay. Evenly spaced, so cool. This doesn't matter. We're loyal and friendly and shit.
That's good.
Hell yeah. Fingerprints. Arched fingerprints indicate a passionate...
What is arched?
Prints. They're hard, working, and practical with an analytical way of thinking. Circular swirls indicate an individualist...
You have circles?
Yeah, I do have a lot of circles. Circular swirls indicate an individualist with a dominant personality. You flatter me. Originality is important to them, and they are known for breaking the rules. I would never. Looped fingerprints indicate an easygoing person who likes to go with the flow. Other people's opinions are important to them, and they have a lot of friends. All right, let's shine a
Mine
light.
Mine have wrinkles.
Let's shine a light on the situation, shall we?
One looks bruised. Here, look at this one. That's the most normal. That's kind of swirly.
No. Dude, yours are the looped.
Oh, cool.
Because art should only be one end, because you said there's a lot of circles, but it's not circles. Look, it's going like...
Oh, yeah.
See how there's like so many different
yeah.
ones? See?
Crazy.
Hey, wow. That's actually kind of cool because that is you.
What is it?
Looped fingerprints indicate an easygoing person who likes to go with the flow. Other people's opinions are important to them and they have a lot of friends.
Yeah. Well, let me see yours.
Sorry. I've got. No, I'm just kidding. Mine are circular
I
swirls.
I think they are.
They got...
Wow, that's a cool one.
Yeah.
You have the perfect thumbprint.
And look at this
or
one.
Fingerprint.
This one creates like a circle that goes into itself like the Ouroboros.
Oh my gosh. This would be a cool painting.
That's cool.
We should paint your fingertips.
We're just like.
Circular indicates an individualist with a dominant personality.
That's just the autism.
Originality is important to them and they are known for breaking the rules. That's so funny because when you said this one out loud, I laughed because I was thinking you.
I've never broken a rule a day in my life.
Okay, so that's cool. So
I
we save this
rules.
Here?
Yeah.
That's us.
All right. So that's fun. The mercury finger. Oh, my.
Mercury's so the mercury, lemonade.
The mercury finger is your pinky. So let's see the options for mercury finger. Square tipped.
Mine's round.
Yours is round. Is it curved? Here, look at your fingers like this as a whole, like all your fingers, all the fingers. So you don't have a, or you do kind of have a long, because your finger isn't curved, it's long. See how it comes like to there on this finger? That's where yours
oh,
does.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't curve in.
Whoa, look at this one. There's no lines on it.
Yeah.
How come they don't have lines?
I don't know. All right, so yours is long.
Yes, okay. And yours is long.
Your long characteristics, you're optimistic, talented at the arts, and should give themselves more credit for their creative endeavors.
Aww.
Square tipped.
You're not square on the pinky, are you?
Don't you think?
It's more round.
Is it? But is it long? See, it's not long, though, because it doesn't come up past this part.
Mm.
No?
I see what you're saying. At first, I didn't know what you meant, but now I see.
Yeah? Maybe. I don't know. What's the...
Maybe you're a mix, like a hybrid.
I'm a hybrid finger.
Fingers.
Square tipped. I feel like this one's more applicable, but square tipped is a skilled debater who values equality and fairness and lives a well-balanced life. I don't know how well-balanced.
And long characteristics are optimistic, talented at the arts, and yeah.
See, I'm not optimistic, so I think I'm just a mix of fingers.
All right, we'll keep that.
I'm a mix of fingers. All right, none of us are that.
What are all these right. blue? Oh, are you doing red?
Those are the lions. All right. The V. You know what? We should go on to the lines because I feel like this is just going to say every thumb. I read thumb as I was speaking.
That happens to me so much. And,
but it's like character descriptions, right?
Yeah.
And we kind of already know who we are. And it's this. Fat fingers and skinny fingers. Square fingers and rounded fingers. All right. So let's look at lines. All right. The major line. So show me your hand. The major line. The top one is the heart line. The middle line's a head line. And the life line is the one that curves here. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Three major lines on the palm. I'm sorry.
There are three major lines on the palm. The heart line, head line, and life line. These lines reveal a person's emotional and mental state and the way in which they approach life.
Do you remember the lifelines on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yes.
That just came into my head. It said lifeline.
Don't you like always get sad when that person's lifeline doesn't come through?
Yeah, I'm like, that would be me.
That would be me too. That my person wouldn't answer.
Because I feel like even to call each other, we have to text urgent first, and you can't text from their phone.
I didn't even see that.
Oh, you didn't?
Until later, and I was like,
I texted you urgent.
I saw that later, and I was like, oh.
I thought about that later, and I was like, that could have, like, if she saw
silent.
That.
My phone was on silent. So all I knew was when I looked at my phone, it was ringing.
Yeah.
I didn't see the text.
But I was like, that could have been so dramatic. Like, you could have thought, like, it was in a car accident or something.
Either way.
Urgent.
Either way, it was like.
It was urgent.
It was urgent.
All right.
So let's find out about the heart line. The heart line reflects a person's love life and emotional energy. If the line is deeply etched, this person believes home and family life are very important.
Etched?
Yeah, with a knife. Oh. How Jesus carves it out.
It's tattooed.
If the line is deeply etched, blah, 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 blah. If it's blah, faint, blah. The person is ruled by their head, not their heart.
Mine looks deep.
I feel like it's pretty deeply etched.
Yeah.
What you know what I mean?
Let's see yours in the side. Push it to the side. Yours is etched. That's deep.
Mm-hmm.
It's not faint at all.
I got a lot of feelings, man.
Feelings.
All right.
So we've learned about the major lines. Now let's learn about.
Oh, this is like the shape of the heart line. So this is
really informative, you guys. I'm really liking this.
The heart line in general is telling you this
Everybody,
is what
this
it talks
is your
about.
Heart line, the top one. If you don't know,
however,
now you know the top line.
There's positionings that mean different things. All right, so let's see yours. Position one: the heart line runs straight across the palm, not curving towards the fingers. That's not yours.
Yours wasn't either. Curved up. Mm-hmm. Ours both curve up.
Okay. Position two.
Position two. The heart line curves up between the index and ring finger. So, yep. That's yours.
Is that yours?
Yep. Yes. All right. So.
Same.
Position two characteristics. Finds it easy to express feelings.
Maybe more recently. When things go wrong, is able to pick themselves up and try again. I mean, yeah, after a little breakdown, who can't? You know what I mean?
You have to. You're not going to just be satisfied with, like, not conquering what you were supposed to do.
Is that the...
Oh. And not everybody freaking conquers things on the first try, believe it or not.
Nope.
So don't beat yourself up, you guys, if you're one of us. One of us.
One of us. One of us.
Okay. Mine is weird, though, because, look, mine goes out that way.
Oh, and it splits.
It goes.
Was that in there?
Wait, my heart line is split?
Well, my other line, this one, my lifeline is split. It's two.
That's because you're on your second line.
I might be.
That's crazy.
But that's split. Or it's this line. It's your...
I have a triangle.
Headline.
Okay, wait.
Whoa.
I got a lot of lines. I don't know what to tell you. I've been through some shit. Now,
holy
let's find
cow.
Out. So, let's find out what the headline means.
The headline.
The headline offers insight into how a person uses their brain. A short headline can indicate a one-track mind that fears new ideas. A longer headline might reflect a lifelong dedication to learning and someone who is strongly opinionated.
All right, so the headline is your middle line. I think mine means mental illness, because look, it goes like, my headline is like, like
what does it mean when it just goes in a see. Circle? Like it's spiraling out of control.
Does yours goes really long. So yours goes almost across the whole.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does. So
look, it even goes to the front.
Your headline's out of control. So you have a lifelong dedication to learning and someone who's strongly opinionated, which I would say is true.
Yes.
And you're always doing new skills. Like you're like, now I'm a DJ and I do karaoke. And I also like, I wouldn't surprise me to find out if you started ballet or something.
Oh, what? I'm kidding. No. But I was thinking of taking a pole classes again. Would you like to go?
We should. That
There's
would be
one
fun.
Right here by us.
Yeah, that
I
would be fun.
I won't say where, but.
I was actually just heading up my friend in Australia because she does pole. And I was like, can we play on poles in there?
Let's go.
Not like that. Don't get weird.
I just saw an ad too. It was like, try a free pole class. I was like, I'll go. Let's check it out.
We have the different meanings of the headline. Like the heartline had different meanings as well. So, position one, the headline crosses the palm in a straight line.
Yeah. What about yours? Where's yours?
Hang on. Yours is kind of curved, though, because it goes to the very end.
I said, yeah. Yeah. Oh, it looks like that. Kind of.
Hang on.
Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
Yeah, because it
goes to the front.
The headline has a bend towards the end. Yeah, because it kind of curves around the top, right?
Yep.
Because yours isn't
crazy.
Like fully straight. Okay, so yours is wait.
Look at this one.
Wait, is yours split at the end? Yeah, it's split. So it's this. Look, because you see where it goes.
Yeah.
So yep. That's split. The headline forks at the bottom. Versatile and adaptable, inventive and resourceful.
Okay, nice.
I don't even know how to. I got a triangle. They didn't say
yours
anything about
split.
Triangles. But what is what? Do you see what I mean? Because there's a line here. And
you
here.
Have a lot of lines. And this.
I'm like, I don't know.
And
I don't...
they go to the front, too. Wow.
Do I just have old hands? What's going on? The headline has a bend towards the end. Mine doesn't have a bend. It has, like, fractures. My mind is fractured.
They are kind of broken. Like this one.
That's the mental illness.
Statism.
I don't know what my headline is because they don't have a line for that.
Let me see.
Okay. I guess the best thing would be forks at the bottom, but mine forks like three times.
I would do the split also if I were you.
Isn't that the split?
Yes.
Yeah.
This one's you.
So
because it's
you.
The closest
hey,
thing.
Hey, look. Mine makes an M. M for Molly.
It does.
And money.
I'm just kidding.
That's dope. And mine is just V for vagina. So, yeah, you're also versatile, adaptable, inventive, and resourceful.
Can we do a dirty word for every letter of the alphabet?
Probably.
A.
Ass.
Anal. B.
Booty.
Boobs. C.
C.
Come.
Cunt.
D. Dick.
Dick. I know, I just wanted to say dick.
A, B, C, D, E. E. Eye full of cum.
Ay, ay, ay! I'm kidding.
F.
Flapjacks. Boobs.
Fellatio.
Oh! Is that with an F? Yeah.
G. G.
G spot.
Oh!
I was going to say G unit, but I said G spot. Okay.
C, D, F, G, H.
Harry Buttle.
You're a wizard, Harry.
That's what you have to say when you spread it. You see a Harry
H. Oh, I.
That's H. Okay, I.
Did we skip a letter?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I. No, okay, we're good. I.
I had an orgasm.
I'm saying that next time I come.
What?
I had an orgasm.
It's okay, leave it. Stop. We lost the painting. It's okay. This is how this show
I love
is
this so much. Jay. Jizz.
Jerk me off.
Okay.
Kankasaur in my butt. Yeah, why is it in my butt? I don't know. Can you think of one with K?
Yeah, K. Oh, kiss.
Oh, that's good.
My brain just kept saying, kill me with cum.
Kiss.
H-I-J-K-L. Lick. Mm-hmm. M.
Labia.
Oh, labia's good. Yeah.
M.
M. Mycoplasma. Make sure that you get tested. It's a new strain that's going around. I've been hearing a lot of things about it, so... Stay vigilant.
Stay away from that.
Stay away from mycoplasma.
N. Nipple.
Nipple. I'm an O. Orgasm. Mm-hmm. P. Penis.
Pee pee.
Q.
Shit. Are we going to cheat on this one?
Queen. That's what you call me when I come.
Yes. Queen is good.
Queef. Queef.
Queef.
Queef.
Yes.
Queef.
Wait, David, make a sound.
Wait.
Quick, let me queef real quick.
We don't have enough people on Patreon for a queef yet.
Not yet.
QR. Rib for her pleasure.
Hey. S. Sex. I was gonna say sexual healing.
Sexual healing. You wanna T Q R S
titties.
Wait, Q R S T
U.
U.
Urethra. That's not sexual.
It can be if you're sounding.
Ooh, you okay? You. Uranus.
Hitting everything on the side. Q S T U V vagina.
Oh yeah.
W.
Whore.
Wow, I came so hard.
Love them both. Okay.
Whips.
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 Whips and chains.
Whips and chains accept me.
Whips and chains.
But you can slap me out.
That song played like at the nail salon.
Like six times.
I'm vanilla, baby.
WX.
There is something.
X-rated.
XXX, yeah.
XXX, that's right.
Excited.
Play me like xylophone. Xylophone has an X. Most people don't know that. Now you know.
X-rated or XXX. Yeah, that matters.
Why?
Why not? Yeah. Yes. Also, Z. Z.
Zits are okay. If you see one on someone's butt cheek, don't say anything. It's just a zit. Calm down.
It's just a zit.
Or you can be like,
hey.
When you come, you could be like, Zowie.
Zowie! Zap!
Fuck.
Zoinks. So good.
Zoinks. Can you imagine?
I just got zoinks.
Zoinks. Cool.
Girl, I just got zoinked last night. It was amazing.
I'm jealous. I mean, not, but you know what I mean.
I didn't get zoinked. No.
Okay, good.
Come on, my flow time.
The life. All right, the lifeline. Can we talk about also the fact that, like, I don't know if you feel this way, but before you start bleeding, you're just like, you can barely like string two words together. Like, that's what I'm doing now, right?
It's a struggle.
As soon as I start bleeding, I'm like, it's like I'm on coke. I'm like planning a new business. Like, it's like as the blood leaves me, the ideas flow. Like, the creativity comes with the flow. And then by the time it comes around, I'm dried up. Do you know what I mean? Like, the creativity dries up, so you need the flow to come and bring it out again.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's the shedding of the walls.
Yeah, the shedding of the walls. Did you know that the vagina sheds every month? Your testicles shed? Then I don't want to hear you fucking complaining about, oh, your period cramp is so bad, your sex is so bad, your women just complain. Shut the fuck up. Shut up.
See ya.
No one cares. All right.
Back Life to our pounds.
Lifeline. I don't care. I just want to know what the thing says. All right. So let's see your line.
Sorry.
Not that.
That was coming out.
Okay, so you have like two lifelines.
Two. I got two.
Multiplying. All right. So yours is, I can't tell if it's like this one or this. It's like you have two.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think it's this. What's the one in the middle of the palm? This one.
That one?
But it doesn't curve so back.
Yeah.
But it is if you...
The lifeline is wide and sweeping.
If it wasn't split in the middle, does that mean I'm going to die soon and come back?
I hope not.
Look. So it'll be like this and then boom. So in that case, it does kind of look like this more.
Yeah.
So we'll keep position one. What about yours? Let's see your lifeline. You have this little one here and then it goes way up.
That goes... But then it just hits my headline.
Yeah, so where's the one that hits the headline? Is it this one?
No, that's a fate line.
Okay.
Wait, maybe that's...
It goes more straight.
That's a fate line. That's
or is it
different.
This one? Sorry. Is it this one? Is this... And it's kind of faint. Your lifeline's a little faint.
Oh, no. I don't know. Mine doesn't look like any of these.
You know what? Maybe these aren't all the outcomes. If you know about palm reading and you're watching, will you guys let us know? Because I feel like not any of these match yours specifically, nor mine.
Yeah.
So this one we might need to come back to.
There's a gap. Wait, the headline touches the lifeline. Yes. Does yours? Because this is like a different curve.
Mine does
but
too.
It touches. It hits. It intersects with her. Okay, so we did find one.
Wait, no, mine doesn't, because then it dies, and then it comes back.
Yeah, but look, it hits on both sides.
Okay. So that's
yeah, because it intersects, just not where it shows it intersecting.
So what does this mean? Position four.
cautious, prone to overthinking, and thinks before acting.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course we're thinking before acting, because we're overthinking.
Sometimes, but you know what I think? Weed does slow my overthinking down.
Yeah.
It really does.
Why? Yeah.
So, and that's what I told someone recently because they were like surprised. Like, this lady was like, I didn't know you smoked so much weed. And I was like, because I could keep smoking. And then I was like, yeah, I kind of smoke all day. And then she goes,
wow. And I'm like, yeah, but it's not like something that can, it doesn't slow me down enough for me to be like, I can't get shit done. It just kind of like, it's like I said, like an ADHD medication for me where like I'm able to slow down my thoughts that are sometimes like very like spontaneous or very like, or like very weird. And then I'm like, wait a second. With weed, I'm able to think about it first before I actually act.
Yeah.
I love it. It's like the bitch slap.
Yeah. The slowdown really does help because my brain just races like all the damn time.
Yeah.
It's and over nothing. Like, over nothing. Just creating scenarios for no reason. Also, meanwhile, knowing the scenarios are not real. Mm-hmm. But then wrestling between that. I'm like, what am I?
Just one more. They're peanut butter.
They are peanut butter. They're so much better. Mm-hmm. Mm. It's a weird crunch on the outside that's just like
unsettling for you. Mm-hmm.
Mm, it's all right.
It's ASMR for you all at home, though.
All right. Well, let's determine our fate. The fate line is clear and straight, or the fate line is broken and faded?
Fate is up and down? This is your fate?
Mine's broken and faded. There's nothing straight about this hand. This hand is not straight. This hand needs to come out of the damn closet. Yours kind of is straight because it's this, but it doesn't go
it's
like
very broken.
I think we're both a little broken. All right. We both have kind of weird broken fate lines. Desires a change of career and is motivated by fame and fortune.
Was that my nose that just whistled?
Was it?
It sounded like a very faint choo-choo. Like a... No, I don't know what it was.
The fate line... I just like that it says it's broken. So, we're motivated by fame and fortune. So, get the fuck on it.
And
get
go us to fame. Patreon.
Give us fame. Why will you not do it? It's all I've ever wanted.
Get working. Work. Is this thing on?
Wait, oh my God. Now there's minor lines. There's so many lines.
Now this is what we were looking
for.
Yeah,
now we're okay. Hold out your hand.
You're my little boo thing. I don't give a hoot what you do say. No, I know.
All right. The line runs from the base of the palm to under the little finger and is
finger.
Broken.
Finger.
Oh, I see mine. Here.
Is it broken?
No. Oh, yeah. It's this one. See it? Going up and down here. Very faint.
Yep. All right. So your Mercury line is busted.
She is no longer there.
You're impatient, unable to commit, and prefers quantity to quality.
Ugh. What kind of... No.
That's I don't
some,
find that to
that's
be...
That's some bullshit. I object.
You have like a very minimalist, I feel like.
I know. I like that.
I don't think I have a Mercury line. Look. That's because that's oh, not that's that. Not that's not a different.
You don't have one at all.
I
it
don't
would
have
be here. Well, what does
Mercury
it mean?
Mercury isn't in retrograde. It's not even my hand.
What does it say with no Mercury? There's...
That's why I'm saying my hands confuse me.
I have one here too. Look, this one.
Yeah.
You don't.
I don't even have Mercury line over here.
Mercury skipped your ass.
Mercury does not like me. Mercury is like, get the fuck out of here. I don't think your Mercury line is right, though. What's the other thing? Can I see your thing again?
I'll see your thing.
Wait. Because look, when you do this, look.
Uh-huh. Like, squish it?
Yeah. Do you see how the line, like, it is like a straight line. Do you see?
Yeah.
It's just that it's not very intense. Because when you go there,
yeah, I see it's straight.
It's not broken.
Okay.
It's going through.
It's giving.
Because so I was like, all these have been pretty accurate, and this doesn't seem accurate to me.
That's a fucked up card. Whoever gets this one, we're sorry. What is this?
Read it.
Optimistic of people versus.
Thank
what?
You.
But
thank
you don't you. Have one at all?
Yeah, because I'm not real. I'm just a figment of your imagination.
You are real to me.
Well, thank
and
you.
And if you weren't real, then I'm a fucking lunatic talking to myself. This is a podcast of just me. And I'm like, Molly's real. And everyone's like, she's not.
There's like
but
an
I'm
alternate.
Like, but she's right here. But she's not.
There's like an alternate universe,
Molly,
where it's just you, like on the couch, but talking to me. Or a universe where it's just you and this is a simulation, but you're running the simulation.
I would hate that simulation. It would suck.
I don't know. It's pretty cool because you've convinced yourself. That's pretty good. I can't even convince myself.
Yay! That's right. Not what I wanted. I wanted the wah, 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 wah. We don't have money. That one anymore. I don't think.
Okay. The affection lines. Do you want to hold out your hand? I know that y'all can't hear me right now because I'm about
Hello.
To
Does that make a beep? That was cool.
Yes. All right. The affection lines. Let's see. These are the ones that are like wrinkly on the end.
Do you want me to do this flat?
These are small but broken. Here, hold your hand like this. These are small but broken horizontal lines at the edge of the palm position. Deeply etched or not deeply. So, not very deep. They're kind of, well, they're deep when you do that, though. Because I don't think it's, because whenever I've seen palm reading, they kind of like move their hand around to like look.
Like this.
At where the even when I do this, I still have no mercury.
Look at this.
There's no mercury.
Zero
mercury. But yeah, so if we go like this and kind of squish here along the ends, then they're pretty deep.
She's thick.
Deeply etched. All right. Loyal and capable of strong, long-lasting relationships.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Well, we've been friends for a very long time now. So that's true. That makes sense.
Yeah, do you want to squish mine?
Here? Is it here?
That'd be around, so it'd be on either side of this line. Mine are faint as fuck.
Oh, here. These?
Yeah, but they're super
But they're
faint.
There.
Yeah, but they're super faint. Do you know, even when you squish them, like yours get really deep
chunk.
When you kind of squish your skin together.
They get chunk.
But mine are still very... All right, let's find out what shitty thing about me this is.
What? What does it say?
Self-critical. And what did I just say? I just said, what stupid shit is this going to say about me?
Come on. Come on.
And cautious in life and love. Oh my god. Yeah, that's on point.
This time it was.
The worry lines. Oh, I got those. If these fine lines cross the lifeline, they may reveal stress and worry in the mind. Meditation or self-care may help with unwinding at the end of the day. So if you, let me see this. Oh, girl, you got some worry.
I worry a lot.
You got some worry going on. Look
oh,
at
gosh.
You look like the Scritches, right? Bitch, you worrying.
This explains
you worrying
gray,
a lot.
That explains the gray hair so much.
Oh, bitch, I'd be worrying. Well, look at us, a bunch of worry warts.
Well, it makes sense because we care.
Yeah, look at my other hand. That's when I worry. I scratch off my skin. Of
I thought
course,
that
I'm going to have these lines.
Because I get that too, but just lipstick. Nope. But you know what? It does make us into like good people though, because if you didn't worry, you wouldn't care.
Yeah.
And we care.
And I do meditate like when I can remember to do it, which isn't often because you just like sit there. But sometimes I have panic attacks in my closet and it's almost the same thing.
It's kind of the same thing.
It's kind of similar. If you think about it. It's just like self-care. Just
and you know, we've already
clothes.
Talked about this on so many episodes and giving you all homework at home.
But I don't think you're doing your homework. I don't believe
so
you.
So meditate. That could be one of your homework assignments for this week. And what we like to say is thank you for, you know, humoring us. Like you do care. So make sure you do your breathing exercises because that's as important as meditating as well.
Yes.
Deep breathing is always the reason why I am... like actually okay most of the time. If I don't deep breathe, then I'm like this.
Yeah. You kind of just, you get all hunchback.
Yep.
But you need to like fill your chest up so then you can have like good posture and feel better about yourself. That's what they say. All right. So the simian crease, the heart and head line join to become a single line at the end. Well, I don't, still not single lines.
Nothing in our hands is single lines.
The heart and headline.
become a single line. Oh, yeah, yeah. Heart and head become one at the end. That's me.
Yeah, mine.
Heart and head, yeah.
Kind of.
They become one. But, at the end.
But it doesn't go, it goes like, meh, 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 meh.
It makes the Molly. It's the bat symbol, but Molly.
Bat symbol.
That is so cool.
Okay, so this isn't me. This one's you because yours connects at the end. Emotionally balanced. That's not me.
That's not me.
Is both logical and emotional.
Yes, that's me.
Yeah. I feel like you're much more emotionally balanced.
I am very emotional. I will cry at the drop of a hat. Not really. Watch.
Not at the drop of a hat.
Grim Reapers.
What about the line of Mars? There is a fine line on the thumb side of the life line. There's nothing fine about Mars. These lines.
I'm getting so confused.
Oh, is that what this thing is? Because I have two of those.
I have Newt.
Do you have one too then? Yeah, because we both kind of have the double line now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Regarded as a fortunate sight on the palm, a sign that the person has extra protection in life. Do you remember that thing I was telling you about? Or was I telling you about the, have you ever broken a bone? Thing?
Yes.
Was I telling you about that, though? Like, what I saw about it? Like, no. Have you broken a bone?
I have. Well, fracture is a break, right? Technically. I didn't break it. I fractured.
Yeah, but it's not a break. Like, you didn't have to get, like, reset and, like, wear a cast.
No,
and...
I had to wear a cast. It didn't have to get reset, though.
Yeah. Okay, well, I don't know. But this is something...
Okay, so what's the broken bone thing?
So I always wanted, when I was a kid, to... It sounds terrible, but
break
I...
Break your bones?
I wanted to have a bone break... So I could have a cast.
Okay.
So that people would sign my cast. Because yes. I would see other people with casts. Yes. And I would be like, can I draw something on your cast? Yeah. And like, even if they don't like you, they want something cool on their cast. So yes. They let you sign it.
Yes.
And even if they don't like the person, they'll go sign the cast. Yes. And I was like, this is how I make friends. I break a bone. Yes. I get a cast. Everybody signs my cast. Friend. That's not how that works.
Bitch, but I understand this so much.
Y'all know how much I love making content, and one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
Keep going, because I have to sidebar after this.
But I never broke a bone. I had like the slight fracture in my skull, but I never broke a bone. And I was doing shit like I was climbing to the very tops of trees, like maybe I'll fall out. I don't know. Like just doing the craziest shit and never broke a bone. And I was hearing this thing, probably just like some, it's all stupid woo-woo shit, but that if you've never like broken a bone, that you have some weird like spiritual guidance like around you. Like there's like some entity that's like looking out for you, yeah. Like zombie Jesus.
That's hilarious. Well, to sidebar off that, yes. Because you just mentioned you wanted a cast. Mm-hmm. So I recently got
Hi, Molly.
Hi, Other Molly. You want to come up
come
here?
Come on, Other Molly.
Come on.
We're done with fingers.
Come here. Come on up. All right. So speaking about this sidebar, I recently got to play Bunko a group of 12 women aged all from 40 to 80. And at the end of the game, we had each our little scorecards, which I will show you in just a matter of minutes. Everybody meet Molly, Other Molly. And she's a sweetheart. But yeah, so I had to have a scorecard. Everyone had their own, and we were playing multiple rounds of Bunko. If you don't know what Bunko is, it's a very easy dice game, which I ended up filling in for a friend of mine who had a Bunko party and needed somebody to play. So I went in, and what I did was very similar. Hold on, let me show you. To a cast.
Give me a cast. I wanted a cast. Little Molly.
She's like, I don't like you, other Molly.
I'm going to share with you all what I had everybody do. Sign my bungo card. And I told everybody, I want you to sign it like it's a cast.
That's so cute.
Because I'd like to get a double-sided frame for this eventually one day. And I'm telling you, look at in the middle, it says... Crapshoot Betty,
you were telling me about her.
Who was the like oldest of the whole crew.
You know what I could do is just laminate this.
Yeah, and that way I could just like, you know, have it as a memory.
Because I have the little lamination thing, and then you can do a hole punch in the middle so you could hang it.
Take it home. So that's cute. That makes me feel like you, though, because like, what are we going to do? Just go break a bone?
And well, just I was so trying, can... but... No such luck.
Yeah. So I thought that was really, it's like now we're friends.
Yes.
Sign my bunko card.
And they're like.
They're like, yeah.
You're one of
rock
us.
Rock on.
Yeah. See, that's why I didn't have any friends because I never broke anything. So you pointed to your shin.
Yes. I just did this last night.
Oof. I left my razor at a shoot house that I finally got back now, but I got an interim razor, like one for the in-between times because I get prickly. Bitches get prickly. I don't have to tell you. I have never in my life. Had a razor shave off a strip of skin. I just went up my shin and I shit you not, I was like, ooh, like it kind of hurt.
Ow.
But I pulled the razor away. My skin was like wrapped around the blade, dude. I had to pull it out of the blade. I was like, what in the fuck? Look.
Oh no.
You can see just a straight strip of skin and it was wrapped around the blade.
I mean, I'm not trying to judge, but was this razor a Bic razor?
No.
Because I've heard horror stories.
What I think
or it, Chic?
No, it wasn't Chic. It was like some like whatever brand. I don't even remember what it was, but I was remembering I looked at it, I was like, this is like a nice razor. But I think it was maybe that I was just
so
going
nice.
Too fast or something and it was very sharp. But either way, I was like, oh my God, I had to take a tweezers and like pull the strip of skin. Oh, it's so terrible.
But what we should do is look at these cards here that we kind of pre-did. Because mm-hmm. I don't think we read all of these.
Did we not?
Not from the beginning. I don't remember reading any of these because I thought we were going to go back to them.
All right. So why don't you read your finger characteristics of the fingertips.
Fingertips. All right. So for my fingertips, I have rounded ones. It says characteristics. Extrovert. Dislikes being alone. Dislikes being alone. I mean, there's times where it's kind of nice to have alone time, right? Mm-hmm. Prefer long-term relationships to quick flings. That's correct. Ding dong. What does yours say?
My square fingers mean I'm down to earth, dislikes change, and practical and orderly.
I love that.
Dislikes change. What?
I mean, she changes her house more than some people change their underwear.
Yeah, but think about any actual change.
I guess that's true.
It's like...
Okay, so decor is not change. It's just like...
Think like big changes.
Yeah.
Or like plan changes, like last minute plan changes. You know what I mean? Like that kind of shit.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Different kind of change. So what about your...
Finger shape?
Finger shapes. Okay. thin fingers, their objective, thinks before acting, makes decisions unhindered unhindered by emotions.
Well, unhindered.
Hunded. Yeah.
Unhindered by emotions.
Unless I'm really stoned. Correct. All right. Cool.
All right. Thick fingers. Passionate. You should see me in the sheets. Likes to indulge the senses. Well, I've been known to indulge a time or two. May value own creativity above that of others. Well, I'm pretty fucking fabulous, but I value Laura. Most people I do not value that much for their creativity because I don't find most people to be creative. I find this bitch to be creative.
Sorry, not sorry.
I value creativity when it is due. I'm not someone who's going to go give out a fucking trophy for participating.
But what about a gold star?
Silver. Save the gold star for me. And you.
What
and
for
you.
Me? What for you? Yeah.
We should get gold stickers. You know, it'd be so funny is to do an episode where we figure out like some things that we say a lot. If you guys think about this as people who listen to the show, like where every time we say the thing that one of us always says, we have to give that person a gold sticker and we have to wear them and see how many stickers we have by the end of an episode.
I'm down.
Write in if you can think of something that either I or Laura says a lot. Like, for instance, I think I always say, like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
What do I say a lot? Oh my gosh. Ding dong.
You do say,
I say that
ding dong
a lot.
You do say
ding
that a lot.
Ding dong. All right. So that'll be one of them. Or others, if you guys can think of any more that you've noticed that
anything
we have a tendency.
That you've noticed. Because sometimes we don't, it's like you don't know what you sound like. You know what I mean? So yeah. It's like there are things that we say that we probably don't even, it just goes.
And also, don't be afraid to call in. We have our hotline that we have specifically for you guys to leave voicemails. So call in at 702-900-6446 and let us know. What are the things that we say the most? What are the things that you think we'll be earning gold stars for?
Yeah, we want to earn those gold stars, goddammit. All right, finger length?
Finger length. So I have short, and it says, quick to make decisions. Overlooks detail to see the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. Spontaneous and can be reckless. Man, I'm just getting all the shit cards.
I don't think that's so funny. No. I think like spontaneous is a fucking good thing. Do you remember that's something that I've always said that I admire about you that I can't fucking do? Like I can't
like make a last minute plan.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I would shit myself.
So spontaneous things are definitely at my alley. Must be like an Aquarius thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But even like overlooks details to see the bigger picture. Like when we did the music video, for instance, I was very like in all like the details of everything. And then you were saying at the end, it's like you did all the things and whatever. But then you were like, I know how this is going to look at the end. So it's very much like that is you. And that's not a bad thing.
All right, good. I was just like being judgmental. Yeah.
All right, long fingers. Hey. Understanding and empathetic. A meticulous planner. Guilty. Analytical. Oh, sorry. Analytical. Fusses over small details. See? To a T. Yeah?
To a T.
And all these things, I'm like, ugh.
I mean, not always the small details.
Always the small
Okay.
But I think it's things that like complement each other. Do you know what I mean? Like I have all these very like type A, like crazy, like, it has to be this way. And you're like, okay. Do you know what I mean? Like, can you imagine if we were both in the details and then fighting over details?
We would never get anything done. And we'd just fight.
That's why it's perfect.
All right, cool.
I'm like the black cat, you're the golden retriever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're just like, we just mesh.
Aw, I like that. But we're besties. All right, hand shape. Earth hand. We already did this one, didn't we? Oh, no. Earth hand. Down to earth. Reliable and stable. Organized. Prone to impatience and suspicion.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious, huh? Don't be suspicious.
Prone to impatience.
Impatience? Like you're impatient?
And suspicion. So I'm suspicious of things?
Do you get a little bit suspicious? I mean, hey. Think about it. You're like,
Inspector Gadget.
Are there shapeshifter coyotes?
Yes.
Out of the dam? Who's to say there's not? Who's to say it's not the throne of Satan?
But
see?
I am suspicious. Mm-hmm. All right. That makes so much sense. Yes. What is yours?
Wait, what are the other ones? Hang on. Reliable and stable, down to earth, organized. Yeah. Hell yeah. Your makeup kits, even like, especially for things that you need to be organized, you're very organized.
It needs to be in a flow.
Even I felt like when there was clutter, it was organized clutter. And that's why it's now gone and put where you want it to be.
You got to know where your things are.
What a hand.
Ew, I just picture you with the hand.
I did too. Here. For some reason, when I first read water hand, I was thinking of like a wet hand, like doing this. And I don't know. Why.
Billy Bass?
Yeah. Oh, Billy Bass. All right. Sensitive and empathetic. A daydreamer.
Yeah.
Creative and imaginative.
Very.
And tends to be introverted. What? It's not me at all.
That's not her. Have you seen her?
It's very much me. That's kind of funny, though, because a lot of those things are very applicable to us. That it says our hand shapes are, which is pretty interesting. So
now I wonder, like, how valid palm reading is. Is this the thing that people really, like, they really, really believe in this?
You know what we should do? We should go and do our travel episode to Sedona.
I'm down.
We should go to Sedona. We should go to an actual palm reader and see what differs from what they say.
From what we got.
From what we got.
Down.
That's what I think. So, and for your guys' homework, either try to go find a palm reader in the area and let us know your results and if you think it's wonky or not.
Keep manifesting. Keep
masturbating and keep meditating.
Keep meditating. That was the word.
Call and email the podcast, twndpodcast@gmail.com and 702-900-6446. Please follow the podcast on Instagram and X at twndpodcast, as well as youtube.com/@twndpodcast for video episodes. If you want to be able to check out all the behind the scenes bonus episodes, all that fun stuff, go to patreon.com/twndpodcast. You can, and you can follow me on Instagram at thisredheadissfw and TikTok at Leave Molly Alone. Be careful. There's a lot of catfishes on TikTok. Please stay vigilant. And where can they follow you, Laura?
At Wham Glam Artistry.
Hell yeah. Thank you all very much. Make sure to do your homework. Make sure to be calling in, to leaving a rating, to subscribing, to sharing with a friend, family, or foe. And we will see you Monday.
Come.
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.